Brainiacs.
Welcome.
797. Welcome.
I'm feeling extra love to all of our Brainiacs because so many of them have been so sweet and kind to send me some wonderful get better gifts. Our friend Tony, shout out to Tony. He sent me this box from Canada, which, hello, international shipping. So already,
Fortune. I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am stocked for the next 6 months on Canadian treats that we don't have in the United States.
Yeah.
It's
he sent them
amazing.
To me one time and they were all great.
So what I decided to do, and I've been doing this, I have been taking a picture of every candy bar, everything that I've treat that I've tried, and I will be giving my reviews, you know, 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, based on how I think of them. And I thought this would be, I'm like, of course I have to get a few in the, you know, in the
Yeah. So far so good, or there's some duds?
Oh, so Susie, I got this box right after our Hershey's chocolate conversation.
Yeah.
And then I tried Canadian chocolate and I was like, oh, what is this garbage that we're having in the United States? Like, I've been having trash. If it's like when you go to Europe and you eat chocolate and you're like, this is what chocolate tastes like?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's been a real treat.
That is so nice. And Tony's one, he sent me. This little ditty, if you're watching the video.
Oh, I got one too.
You got one too? Did he explain how they made? How great
is that? So for our listeners, it's this wood carving of a bird, this little bird, and his dad makes them. And they're called like worry birds. They're kind of like a fidget spinner, if you will, where you just like have it in your hand. It has like different textures on it and different like places where it's carved and just feels I have it right next to, like, I have this little bowl where I keep all of my important things when I'm watching TV, like, you know, my lip, like, chapstick and all that. And I have
your
that
supplies.
My supplies, snacks sometimes. And then I have the worry bird in there. So I just, like, feel it while I'm watching TV so I don't bite my nails. And so far, so good.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they look great. Beautiful
Thank you.
Nails.
Thank and you.
That was such a thoughtful gift, and his dad carves them. It's sort of his self-care hobby that he enjoys, and it gives him, it's soothing to him. And then the creations, these little wooden birds, are soothing because you can rub them and they feel really nice, and they just are one of those experiences, like a sensory experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nice.
I love it. And I can't wait till it gets very like aged and worn down because I've been rubbing it and I like that. So
Tony's the best. Thanks for being a great Brainiac,
all
Tony.
All our listeners, just amazing. They're just the sweetest. So shout out to all of you wonderful people. What else? I feel like on my way over here, there was something that I was complaining about and I was like, oh, I can't wait to get in front of my Brainiac so that I can complain to this with an audience I know, right? And now I don't know what it is.
Was it Kate Middleton or?
Oh, I do want to talk about that. Let's talk about
figured.
That. That was on my list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What? So, okay. For all of the you who have been living under a rock, Kate Middleton went MIA for a while. And then reports came out that she had I'm sorry, but what is routine about this? Routine abdominal surgery. I don't know. I've never heard of a routine. Routine dental work, routine checkup, not a routine surgery. That's not routine.
Well, that's
not part of
a
regular routine.
It's another way of saying planned, not emergency.
Oh, is it? Okay, I see.
Yeah,
because I was like, what? That I was confused on that word because I'm like,
well, I think you're right.
Doesn't routine imply that it's part of your routine?
Yeah, yeah. I think
as somebody who just had a scheduled surgery, that was not routine.
Well, it's routine for the physician.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, like not out of the blue, not an emergency surgery. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
this is
okay. I understand.
Not scary,
this could be
don't get worked up kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted people to get very worked up over me. So I don't know.
Yeah. Nothing we do is routine over here, okay?
Yeah, I'm like,
it's all
get
an
worked
emergency.
Up. Send me amazing treats. This is what I need to survive.
I feel that way when I get my hair bleached. I'm like, this is not routine. This is an emergency. situation, okay? Make a big deal about it.
So she goes MIA because of this routine surgery. And then just last week releases a picture. Well, not releases. They were going to release this picture of her and her children. And
no, they did release it. They did.
But I heard it was like a no-go. Like it got leaked, but they were like, no, we don't want to put this one out.
You're doing drunk history right now. It was released officially. And then the agencies were running it. And then they had to issue a kill, which means kill. Stop using it.
You're
right
so
away. It's a very big deal. And they believed it had been manipulated. So then that did not help with these rumors that Kate was in some sort of distress or dead or divorced or whatever. It made it worse.
Yeah. And I
was the Streisand effect.
Yeah. I saw this article in The Atlantic that said QAnon for women.
Wine moms.
It was like something. Yeah. Wine moms. Yeah. QAnon for wine moms. I was like, this is accurate. Because people are getting real into like the conspiracy theories around all this. And so in my notes, I wrote routine surgery, ? And then if it is, so like if she did get, because there were people who say she got a hysterectomy.
Yeah.
And if she did get one, why, I want to ask you, as somebody who's married to a Brit and who knows about, I feel like when you study religion, the royal family is just somehow, you know about that too. They're somehow involved.
Sure.
Why not just say that you had this surgery? Why not just, if it is a hysterectomy, why not just say that?
Well,
what's up?
I don't know
why.
I would imagine it may be, it could be that, you know, the firm, this idea of the firm,
No, what like is when, that?
When Meghan and Harry abdicated and fled, they, Meghan in particular, kept referring to the firm with a capital F, like that there's the royal family, but then there's these people.
Right.
And it makes it sound like this sort of like shady underworld that they're pulling the strings and they're orchestrating all the press and who knows what and what's happening. And there's more to the story. And so it could have been that the firm thought, this is unseemly. We don't want to share what the surgery is. Or maybe Kate was like, this is private, man. Like, don't talk about my innards.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want people to know if I had something like that if I were her.
I mean, it's hard enough if you're a regular person. You know, I read somewhere that there's this belief that the royal family is chosen by God, that they're like appointed and or like anointed, something like that. They're like,
yeah,
both of those I guess work. Mm-hmm. And there was something I read that said maybe there's this feeling of not wanting to admit any sort of physical weakness or ailment, because how would that match up with what was this chosen perception. Yeah, this perception of this.
Yeah. I mean,
that's such a dangerous, like, facade to paint and project to, like, just idea.
Well, I suppose it depends on your point of view. So if you think it's sort of in an effort to seem, like, infallible or better than, that is disturbing. They would probably argue that it's in an attempt to maintain strength and a firm foundation for the country, like that they represent steadiness and stability, and that weakness would undermine that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That just is, as somebody who recently had a hysterectomy, that feels harsh.
Uh-huh.
You know, that something about, because I can't imagine, again, as somebody who just went through this, a better example of human strength than having to go through that. That I mean, I'm sure there are like a lot of things test us in human ways, but like it tests your so much, and especially if you're a mom, and like for all people. So I the things that like the term strength, I think is one that maybe we're redefining and pushing back on in a different way.
I don't think they're saying it as juxtaposed to weakness. I think they're saying it juxtaposed to frailty.
Okay. And maybe chaos. You know, like
fragile. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's outdated. And they're playing this playbook from before the internet age, where they could just release a statement and then everyone's like, oh, okay, that's not the world we live in anymore. If you're going to monkey with the pictures and do Photoshop, people will see it.
That's why I'm like, what do people think? Like, do they not think that we have eyeballs?
I know.
We can see what's happening. And then the crazy thing is just all the rumor mill churning and people who say that it's like pixel for pixel, the same picture as the cover of Vogue and all this, that like it was all doctored up. And I know when we ran do a picture of Sarah and Susie winning the final through AI, you and I both looked like aliens, not at all like ourselves. So they got better software than we have.
No, I don't think any reliable source would say that it's AI. They would say that it's been Photoshopped and, you know, altered. But
yeah,
I find it totally fascinating that they are so bad at this.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea of the monarchy and everything is so outdated. And then when they try to do modern things, they still take an outdated approach to it. It's just like, throw out everything because this is not working in this era.
To me,
you be like Harry and Meghan and are really transparent and are like, no, we're real people and this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you do something better.
You know what, though? It really emphasized to me the incredible fortitude and stability that Elizabeth provided for 70 plus years.
Oh, yes. She was the glue.
I mean, she did not really have any of these floundering, ridiculous moments.
Right.
She had things people criticized and stuff, but it was never some sort of like idiot move. Like they've been bungling since her death.
Yeah, because now, she would have been like, no, we're not posting any pictures. Don't tell them anything. Just stay high, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So it makes me appreciate her steadiness more.
That's a really good point.
She was kind of boring, but, you know, reliable.
Yeah.
These idiots. Man, I'm enjoying it, though.
I really am. And I'm enjoying how caught up we all get in it. It's almost like, you know how we say it's not the crime, it's the cover-up?
Yeah.
This feels like the thing that I care about is not necessarily like the people posting the photos, but everybody's response to the photos. And then QAnon style. People got like red strings going this way and that way and connecting to this person.
I'll tell you what is helping. And that is Oki Essentials skincare. Holy heck. You know how we love Jenny Kane and it's like, quiet luxury, as they say. Well, the good people from Jenny Kane worked their magic again and made Oki Essentials. And they have this collection of oils and balms and magic pixie dust that will make your skin so happy. They have this organic cocoa seed butter, exceptionally high in antioxidants And it's just amazing. It renews collagen. The coconut oil is awesome. The moisture-rich balm is amazing. That's another one that has the collagen production. But all their products are so great, and it's like self-care in one little package. They have a deal for you. Treat yourself or someone else this season. Our followers get 15% off plus free organic honey-based restorative mask, which is awesome, with their first order when they use code BRAINCANDY15 at checkout. That's 15% off plus a gift with your first order at OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code BRAINCANDY15. Go ahead and treat yourself. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. If you forget that code and that info, you can check it out on our website as well. But this is just like luxury wonderfulness. You will thank me.
Okay, I have some funny stories for you. This is like a something that went viral on the internet, and I have to share. There was a woman who, her name's Elle McLemore, and she was staying at a hotel in Los Angeles for a little staycation with her boyfriend and her husband. And that night they order from room service, and the room service menu says chef inspired, like chef forward menu. They have all these like cutesy names. So they order Caucho y Pepe. They order a chocolate lava cake, and they order like a little like pizza deal. Then the next morning, they're sitting in the little like coffee area, and there's like a refrigerator. Like they probably have like a self-serve coffee. And her husband goes looking for some almond creamer, something maybe like non-dairy creamer, and opens up the communal refrigerator. And in it sees a bunch of Trader Joe's meals. Caucho y Pepe pasta. Chocolate lava cake. Everything that he just ordered last night for dinner. And we're not talking like one or two. Their freezer is stocked. I took a photo, and I'm going to send you right now the photo of what this refrigerator looks like, because this is like they're not even trying to be subtle with it. It is so funny to me. Okay, here you go. Enjoy this. This is what the refrigerator looked like. This is also what my refrigerator looks like.
Oh my gosh.
I loved that the headline for this said, well, if it isn't my favorite chef, Trader Joe's frozen food aisle.
I
laughed so hard at that headline because like the woman on TikTok was like, well, they said chef forward and look at that. My favorite chef.
Oh my God. Okay. So then what? Did they say anything, or were they just like posting it to be hilarious?
Posting it to be hilarious. They were like that, you know, the moment when you, you know, realize that the $20. And then the funny thing is they called it. It was like
the name descriptive of it, language.
Yes. It was something like cozy carbonara, like a word like cozy or something. It doesn't even go with pasta. And you're like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Like, what is that? Like comforting. It was I'm pretty sure it was cozy. Cozy couch with Pepe. I'm like, how?
I mean, here's what did they say if it was delicious?
Well, it is. She said, I knew it tasted familiar. like she's had it. If you are a Trader Joe's lover, and you either are or you are not, I am like, if I had a Trader Joe's tattoo, that wouldn't surprise anybody. I
didn't know this.
Trader Joe's. Like Sarah, for my birthday, Eli was like, would you like to go to Trader Joe's first?
I did not know this about
you. I'm obsessed.
I knew you shopped there, but I didn't know you were passionate.
No, passionate. Passionate. There's no better. And I say that their Indian, their frozen Indian, compares to most delivery places. If you heat it up the right way. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's the best. I think their snacks, Trader Joe's has
I mean,
it locked down on snack. Well, they got the snack
did
aisle.
Did you get one of the viral tote bags for $2.99?
Well, I saw that those went viral. I didn't know. Had I known, I would have been stocking up on those bad boys for years.
I think they're a limited edition. Like, you got to go now.
Yeah, well, they're you probably gone. They're like the Stanley Cup over here.
All of a sudden, maybe I'll Miss check. Optimism.
Maybe I'll check.
Singing a different tune when it comes to Trader Joe's. She's been burned one too many times.
I'm coming back with my same Trader Joe's reusable bag.
You tell
like
me
the
where...
real OGs, no. It's not that one. It's the ones that they had that were local. Like Trader Joe's made bags that were
regional.
Local to yes. And so I had the Los Angeles bag, the Santa Monica bag. Good, good.
Can you tell me what products you buy there? Just so I know.
Here's I'll tell you all the best stuff. The best product that they have. And you guys listening, go right now if you haven't tried this. Their ice cream cookies and ice cream sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Chocolate chip cookie, chocolate chip cookie, vanilla ice cream. Then they roll them in chocolate sprinkles. So the outside has a layer of chocolate sprinkles on the outside.
That sounds great.
They're amazing. You can cut it in half and share two pieces. It's a dessert for two. It's good enough. It's so good. Then they have these, what I refer to as adult grown-up Fritos, which are called elote corn chips. And they taste like Fritos, but they're like better. And they're amazing. And the thing that I put in your stocking, which is a sleeper from Trader Joe's, but if you know, you know, cult product, the sunscreen. They have a sunscreen primer. That is the same formula as the Super Goop one that sells for $46 or something crazy. And
it's
this one's
dupe.
$8. And when I buy it, I buy four at a time because I know if they're on the shelf, they're not going to be there for that long. I'm always lucky when I get – and then when I bring them up to the counter, they're always like, oh, you got them. And I'm like, yes, I did. And then when I bring up my this also happened to a friend of mine. My friend Molly introduced me to the ice cream sandwiches. And she brings them up to the counter, everybody goes, oh, you found the best item in the store. The best.
Do you enjoy their policy of chit-chatting with the customers? You know, the cashiers are required to
I do at Trader Joe's because it's a different vibe there. It's different than regular grocery stores.
That's
feels local.
Sure.
There's something even about the lower ceiling. There's the everything about it feels like
a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. And they all kind of look like me there, you know?
Those are your
There's
people.
There's a lot of like cargos and overalls and they're my people. They're my people.
Yeah, I can see that.
Have
you ever been disappointed by a product?
Were
you like,
once.
Oh, Joe.
No. No. In fact, just the opposite.
Never
They have these spicy mochi rice like puffs, and then they were so good because they were so spicy, and then they discontinued them. They do the opposite where
I
love something and then they go away.
Yeah.
Ah!
Okay, so if you were at this hotel and you were you wouldn't be sad.
I wouldn't be sad. And then I also thought about $20. They probably had room service fees on top of that, so that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the pasta itself is like $4.99. So you're going to plate that for me. You're going to heat it up. You're going to bring it up to my room. Yeah, that's a 3x markup. I mean, maybe it should be $16.99, but whatevs. I pay that same markup on wine. A glass of wine is usually 1/4 of a bottle.
Maybe just don't even pretend like it's cooked
they
chef
say,
forward.
Menu inspired by Trader Joe's, I'd be more likely to book a room.
That's what I mean.
I don't know who the fuck
this
chef is.
They should lean into this.
Yes, they should. But they didn't mention the hotel, which I'm kind of like, I bet I could, based on the descriptions of the food, do a little like sleuthing and find out which hotel in LA it is. Cause it's like, I know it's a boutique-y one because the language and like the comfy, cozy Caucho y Pepe. You don't need to do that. You know, the Hyatt isn't calling it that. Right?
Oh, God. It's so funny. I mean, most room service?
Well,
that was my other
thank you. That was my other thing that I wanted to say about this. Have you been to restaurants like rooms? Do you know that most of their meals are frozen and
I don't know that.
A lot of them are. Not
been
a lot
living
of the,
a lie.
A lot of hotel. A lot of places do the.
I thought
frozen,
it was like Ratatouille. Like they were,
some of them are. Some depends on where you're staying. Depends on how many stars you get. You got there.
I'll tell you what I give 4 stars to, and that is wild grain bread.
4 stars.
I'm not
absolutely
kidding you. This stuff, it's incredible. I don't know how they did it. I always get annoyed, like on Shark Tank or whatever, when these people like thrived during 2020. I'm like, really? Yeah. But wild grain is one of these stories where they took that
sourdough.
They're
like, oh, you guys are making sourdough?
Yeah. Oh, you
we'll
like bread?
Make sourdough.
Basically,
I'll show you sourdough. Yeah.
They actually.
And for all of us who weren't able to ever get down how to do the starter, it's fantastic because it makes me feel like I'm making fresh from the bakery bread, like homemade right in my own oven. And it smells like that. But I don't have to deal with the starter saving that little sourdough thing
God.
That all
I
y'all
can,
do.
I don't
I'm
have
never,
the discipline
I can't,
for that.
I can't do that. Can't
but
do
wild
it.
Grain, it's bread, pasta, pastries, stuff like that. Frozen, comes to your door. And then whenever you're ready for it, you just make it real quick. It doesn't take long at all. And then, like Sarah said, it's like you're eating at a bakery or a fancy Italian restaurant and it is luscious. The tip, everything sourdough is out of this world, especially when you make it for a grilled cheese. For a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/braincandy to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/braincandy. That's wildgrain.com/braincandy, or you can use promo code braincandy at checkout.
Yes,
I love their stuff so much. I used to make homemade bread, and now I don't have to freaking do that.
Yeah, now you have all the free time in the world. Read your articles or eat Trader Joe's, whatever you want. So to wrap that article up, the couple wasn't too like worked up about this. And they weren't even mad that they got delicious Trader Joe's dinners because who doesn't love that? The thing that they were like, okay, well, what the heck, was that the hotel claims on their website that their meals are made by a private chef.
See, again, Sarah, it's the cover up.
Restaurant. Yeah, again, it's the cover up. It's like, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Right, just say it.
Don't do it. Right, just say the shit. So that was hilarious, and I enjoyed that. Another thing that maybe I'm enjoying, I don't know, we'll see. Tell me what you think about this. Have you seen Miami Beach is doing a new campaign for spring break that's basically saying, we broke up with you. We're not having spring break and you're not invited.
I love it.
Yeah. So like they put out like the actual tourist advisory board or whatever for the state of Florida. Because and the commercial was good. It was like all these like hot young people being like, we're done. We're through. You ruined this for us. Like you guys couldn't keep your shit together and now we don't have this. And so we're over you. And then but the part of it to me that's I like that they're like doing this whole like breaking up with spring break thing. I think it's kind of clever and cute. But this is coming after Miami Beach declared a state of emergency following two fatal shootings. So it feels like a little playful to be like, well, the reason we lost our privileges was because there was like mass shootings. And this is maybe a little bit because of your gun laws, Florida. And like.
So the shootings were kind of like young people hooligan style.
Yeah.
And then they were like, we can't handle these weirdo spring breakers. We're high society. Buzz off. Go to, where did the people go? What's that? Florida
Myrtle Beach?
Daytona.
Daytona Beach, Myrtle Beach. No, Myrtle Beach in Texas, I think. Something like that. I actually have no idea. I'm just like naming beaches. I honestly don't know.
It's East Coast, but not Florida. But Daytona is more of like the spring break crowd. When I interviewed that. Go ahead, sorry.
No, you first.
Oh, when I was interviewing Dave Gentoli, the road ruler, we talked about how we met on one of those like that era, spring yes. break, whatever.
Yes.
And it really does, like, because I was a commuter student, I didn't have like the university experience that right. most people do, like the dorm yeah. life and all that. I never did that. And so spring break was so mm. eye-opening. I just couldn't believe that the stereotype was true.
Right. It is true.
And did you ever go on spring break?
I never went and did anything spring break. I was like you. I was a commuter student. And then I was older going back to school. I'm like 32. What am I going to do? No. And then what am I going to do? I'm in my 30s going to college. I'm going to go to spring break where I'm going to see people on my own show getting paid to be there. Fuck that. I'm not going to go to spring break where my castmates are getting paid to pour tequila down people's throats.
Yeah, you're right. Because that's the thing.
No, thank you, Susie.
I think I was about 23. Which is a little older, but I mean, roughly college age when I was paid to go for that thing. And so I wasn't like an old lady or anything, but I was just like, I can't believe people want to be here and would pay to be here.
I can't believe it either. It's nuts. It feels like very, but I, so there's a, maybe this is like the menopausal woman that's like old and grouchy. It's like, yeah, lock it up. I don't need, like, we don't need this.
We should outlaw spring break.
Outlaw it all. You know, I'm fine with that. That no problem. Like, no drinking on the beach. Get the curfew. Yes. Nothing good is open after midnight.
Yeah. And, like, all the vomit I could do without.
The what?
Like, they were, the vomit. These people.
Oh, the vomit. I thought you said the foam pit. And I was like. That's a very specific poll, Susie. She's like, the foam pit. I was about to be like, yeah, foam pits, dirty, probably gross. But you said the vomit.
You're like,
yes,
Sarah
the
really
vomit
wanted
also.
To yes and me, but then she's like, wait, what did you say?
Foam pits? Like, I was like, okay, you went to spring break. I didn't go to spring break like that, Susie. I just imagined
by the time you... We're on the show, the sort of spring break industry that was bankrolling like people like Ace.
Oh, yeah.
And Cyrus.
Right.
That had gone away?
No, it was still there. Oh, they invited Chet, the Mormon guy from my season, down to spring break.
You didn't get invited?
I did. And I was like, no. I was like, you want this book club host to put on a bikini after being inside all winter and go down and
weren't you tempted like
not
because it's good money for
time no goodbye I do not care I did two club appearances and they made me feel so
it's so
gross as a human you know what it's like have you ever maybe you haven't if you've ever been sober and then stayed at a club until closing and then the lights go on.
Yeah, I was
working
there. Nothing
will make you feel like
exposed.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's even like movie theaters when the lights go on after, but you're like, this is what the, bleh. And that's what it feels like. You're just like, no. This is the opposite side of the embroidery project that we're not supposed to see, and I do not like it. It was not for me.
Wow. You're not motivated by money, because...
I'm not motivated I wish I were. I'm not motivated by money like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm panicky
too much
about
to
money,
turn
but
down.
Not motivated to collect it in that way. Like,
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why.
You're very principled.
Yeah, I definitely won't. You know what I think I honestly do? This all happened before this. But I think one of the things that really made me this way was losing all that money on the challenge.
Oh.
When you think that you are getting a bunch of money and you've worked hard to get it and then it disappears, like slips through your fingers. I don't know. It made me just think of money differently.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like I'm like a lottery winner who then afterwards is like, didn't even matter anyway. Like the relationships and the people that are here, like I talk the same way people who like won the, obviously this wasn't even close to that, but still, I think your brain doesn't know the difference. Your brain doesn't know the difference between a loss of 100,000, 100 million or whatever. Your brain is just like loss, loss, loss. I don't know. You know, it doesn't, can't do those comparisons in a way. It just knows what it feels for you. And so I think that I did get a little bit of that understanding what I need to be comfortable and then understanding what things won't actually add value to my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's like easy come, easy go.
Easy come, easy go. Yeah, that's it. And I'm saying that from a place of like security now.
Well, yeah, but I think you and I both had this sense of like, just that to be on the show in the first place and get whatever we did get from it was just sort of the lottery itself.
Yes, totally.
Like we just felt like we didn't feel entitled to it or that.
No, not at all.
It just felt like, wow, that was wild.
Yeah. And my story's not better than anybody else right next to me. So I just happened to say the right things at a casting call one time and whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird how people that inherit money don't feel that. You know?
Yeah.
Because Gary Goldman does a whole bit about how, you know, the contrast between how rich people in particular see like welfare as like this money you didn't earn that you just get, but then they don't see their own inheritances in that same way.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah. And I always think about that with the luck of even just being telegenic or charming or whatever it was that got you to get cast was not skill. That was like genetic lottery type stuff.
Absolutely. 100%.
But why do we know that? And most of the people that are on
because
this show are like,
we've done 794 episodes of this where we've unpacked it all.
Yeah, like, you're like, I'm a therapist, Suze.
Right. I went to grad school to learn this.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I should know a thing
or
two.
Never mind.
And if you really took the time that we spent on here, on the show, and you multiplied it by how much a therapy session would cost. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking it's therapy for us.
I know,
yeah, yeah,
me
for
too.
You guys too. Whatever. Benefits, whatever. It's fine.
Hey,
it's fine.
You need to listen to our therapy, okay?
Yeah.
That's not nothing. Use our code.
So, yeah. Use the code. That's right.
Speaking
we
of.
We have to do all this.
I have another code you should use, and that is Liquid IV. Here's a tip if you're
definitely
a parent especially, or even if you're not really.
Or
I remember
even if
how
you
I said
act
I
like
ordered
a child, which is me.
Yeah, exactly. We ordered the ones that they have for kids, that they have like tropical punch and cotton candy and certain
punch
flavors.
Is my favorite.
You would love this one. And we are making smoothies and like making fun little mocktails
yes,
for Link.
Yes, that's so fun. Oh, cotton
with
candy would be great for that.
Yeah.
Put a little Jolly Rancher in it for like a little.
It is like dessert and it's good for them. It has vitamins. It hydrates them. These are just little powders you can carry in your purse or whatever. And typically people aren't making freaking mocktails. They're using them to get hydrated. But I'm just saying, multiple
what is
use.
A mocktail really? You just put ice in a glass and then you put something else in it and mix it.
Tastes
good. Everything's a mocktail.
That is so true. If you have enough personality.
Right, exactly.
however you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier. They have sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco. Or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code CANDY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today. Use promo code CANDY at liquidiv.com.
Yep. Yeah, that'll help you survive spring break if you are going to go.
You said it.
Yeah.
I don't know how those
I feel like now
it.
That I think about it, you know how people go to tourist destinations in the off season, and it's like really nice because it's quiet and all that. Mm-hmm. I want to find like what are the places where all of the college students have left, and now I can go and enjoy because it's like absent Boston. Of all. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to like go to the college towns now that everybody's away, like Thanksgiving and spring break. See
ya. That's smart, and you would love it because there's probably powder.
Yeah. I love that.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to talk about this, but since you mentioned powder, I'm going to bring it up. I read this article where – huge, right? where there are some resorts that are suggesting that there be a special ticket or something that you buy so you get first chair access. So rather than it's a ticket that you buy for the day, and if you're up there early, you get to be the first one on the chair and you get to have like
the
nice
like the
fresh,
lift?
Yeah, like the first one uh-huh. on the lift. Because if you're – I've had that happen a few times where I get there early enough and I'm the very first one on the lift. And if you're some of the first people on the lift, that means you get like
– that's fun.
Fresh untouched snow. Powder. Yeah. It's yeah. fresh. It sounds yeah. cool. It's like silent. It's so – amazing.
Yeah, I can see
and
why,
there
yeah.
are some resorts that want to make this a pay-to-play thing where now if you pay, you pay for like first
you
tracks.
Jump the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you jump the line. It's that. It's the fucking thing at Disneyland. What do they call that?
Something that pass.
Thing. Yeah, fast pass.
Fast
They're
pass.
Fast passing. What do you think about that?
Well, if I can see why a business would do that. You can monetize right. that. But, I mean, it's
totally
already, that sport is already like
I
a
mean,
bit of cost prohibitive.
I watch the mountain every year do more and more to price gouge the rich. And just, it's like stupid services and things where you're like,
well, what
to walk
do you
my
think
skis
about
from
it?
Here to I mean, there, $20. Like what? And I mean, I hate it. I think that I feel like if I say I hate it, then I have to look at all the other things that have changed as like in the mountain that I like participate in and like the, you know, ski passes in general and like everything. And I just feel like what we've seen happen in more remote and more, I don't know, like isolated, like Mount Everest is what I'm thinking of, or Machu Picchu, where those are already in a way pay to play areas, where if you want to experience that, you have to pay. And I understand how that benefits, you know, keeps it from like, not being as crazy as it is, but it also yeah. really prevents people who love the sport and love what it really means to like,
hey, if it were based on enthusiasm, you would always jump the line. If that
jump,
means anything
first in
to
line.
You.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I
Eli
guess
worse than me. Imagine that.
You mean more enthusiastic?
Oh yeah. I always think I of the term no friends on powder days whenever I go skiing with Eli and it's a powder day because it's like he is like a dog with a bone or anything else. That, like the
he's
bull
just
fixated
on the singular mindset.
Like, yep. He's like, got to get out there. Got to get out there. I'm like, let's go have brunch. He's like, bye.
Let's go have brunch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. I'm trying to think of the things that I have paid for of similar, whatever.
Yeah,
so like if
yeah.
I go to a concert at one of those like outdoor venues, it's got huge, I always spring for the VIP parking because I want to get the F out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Stuff like that. And this falls in like Disney World. It's like, this is already a luxury experience.
Right. Right.
So maybe it's not that bad that they do it, but I know people that save for years to be able to go to Disney and then they have to stand in a 3-hour line.
Right.
because of all
that's
the fasts.
That's what makes me mad is, like, I think about, like, how much I look forward to it, how much I save and like, get ready for this season and so excited. And then to think that some, like, I see these groups of, like, they're often, like, bachelor, bachelorette parties who come up there where I'm like, half of them don't know how to ski. They're all there for the photos. It's usually bachelorettes, I'm sorry. And they're all taking their little Aspen photo with, like, they're wearing, like, ski goggles. I'm like, you don't need to wear those. You're fine.
How much is the early bird line jump?
I don't know. They haven't said what it would cost or what it would be.
I wonder, do you think it would be a lot of people?
$250.
Right.
I think they would make it like $120 or like eight, something like that. They're going to make it enough so fewer people do it. But then it feels like the people who would really, who make that fun, who, like, you know, when I'm going down there and then I'm like first chair, I'm like, woo, you know, like making all the noise, going down so excited. I'm not saying that other people who make a lot of money aren't going to be stoked to ski. It's just like, what about the people who are stoked to ski but also for the work? Love of,
but, you know? Right. No, I get it. I see the debate because it's a business, so they're not interested in democracy. Yeah. Or equality.
And then I also hear that there, like, there are predictions that by 2044, there will not be enough snow to sustain a season. So then it feels like, should I be dumping all of my money into getting as much of this as I can? Not this season, obviously, but should I, is that like what you spring for? Because is this going to be another situation like when my mom said, hey, Sarah, do you want to go see Prince? And I was like, no, you can bring Jordan. And then Prince died 3 weeks later.
At least you're not bitter.
Right, at least.
You should see her face.
I'm so mad. I brought that up recently and I was like, oh, it hurts all over again. I'm so happy for my brother, but also.
Yeah.
Prince, imagine.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Like his final
tour.
You're
still grieving. Yeah. My mom Who saw knew? Them.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, what else do we want to talk about? We talked about that. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. So this happened in, it must have happened near you, Minnesota. Not that far off, but
it's all the same.
You'll know why I said near you in a second.
Okay.
So these identical twins from Minnesota, did you hear about this? Have been accused of swapping places after one of them, who was allegedly driving while under the influence of drugs, crashed into an Amish horse-drawn carriage and killed two children.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awful.
So the prosecutors allege that it was the sister Samantha. But then when the police arrived on the scene, both twins were there. And the one twin, the other twin is Sarah, and she claims that she was the one behind the wheel.
Why did they think it was Samantha?
Well,
like what? Okay.
They were at first there. They found there was a lengthy investigation that was done. They found a bunch because there were a bunch of inconsistencies in the story. And the things they were saying weren't really adding up. So Sarah was on the scene for a short time before the deputies arrived. And they say that this allowed for them the time to come up with this whole story that they had. Yeah. Samantha's driver's license had just expired. And she was driving with no insurance when the crash happened.
Oh, Lord. She sounds like a real shithead.
Okay, but don't get ahead of yourself, like, Sarah, because Sarah, the other sister, just recently was released from prison. And her sister, Samantha, was watching her children while she was incarcerated. So she may have felt like, I owe her one because she covered for me, or she was watching my children while I was incarcerated.
This is insane. They're both, they lock them both
up. Should both be in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Again, those are the breaks. Not the crime. It's the cover up.
That's the theme today.
But here's the thing that this is where I, and this is one of those things where I read this story and then I've thought about it. I've been on a true crime binge.
Oh, okay.
I've been like really
interesting.
I've been taking a lot of walks because I'm babysitting the dog. So I've been going for like long walks, and I've been listening to like true crime podcasts, and I've just been like in my, like, in that true mindset. Crime, you know?
Okay.
And which then makes me think, these fucking idiots, I would have did they not listen to any of the same podcasts I listen to? So Samantha, she examined text messages, or the detectives examined text messages sent by Samantha. Mm-hmm. And she had sent messages to her boss that said, I don't think you realize that I did that. I hid an Amish buggy. I think I killed two people. And then she searched on her phone for what happens if you get into an accident with an Amish buggy and kill two people. That you searched for the exact, not general. You could have gone with what happens in vehicular manslaughter. And you're wearing a blue shirt, and you're driving a Toyota 4Runner, and you were recently released from prison, and you have a twin sister. Like, why don't you just get a neon sign with a big old arrow that says, it was me?
Totally.
What is wrong with people in these fucking Google searches? I swear, this was like a good 15 minutes of my walk home, or my walk with this dog the other day. And I was like, how would I do that? Okay, so what would I do? I would go to a library, but you can't use your library because you have a library card, so you could trace them. So I would find somebody at the library to look that up. But then it would have to be like, I went like full strangers on a train. Like, I don't know what is happening, but.
So you're just
that
like,
is not the way, Samantha so and Sarah. Bad.
Yeah, they're supposed to be telepathic. You don't have to put all that out into the world.
Like,
you're supposed to like communicate with just your eyeballs.
Yeah.
So Sarah rolls up, right? And she's like, I got you because you watched my kids when I was in jail. For what? Yes. What was she in for?
What if it was like, I believe they were drug related charges. Okay. Something like that. They also found some drugs in the car. And like, yeah.
Was she under the influence?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Smoking the weed.
They both sound like complete.
Oh, like just mess ups.
Garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. So now Samantha Peterson is facing 21 counts, including vehicular homicide, DWI, and leaving the scene of an accident because she swapped places.
Well,
she
like
swapped places
Amish
with her sister.
Oh, and I thought they were both standing there. Like, I just thought
were,
it was like.
But I think it counts as leaving the scene if you did it and were like, wasn't me.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so they counted as leaving the scene of the crime. And then Sarah Peterson, due in court on April 1st, facing 16 felony charges, including aiding and abetting and trying to take responsibility for a crime. That's illegal, trying to take responsibility for a crime.
Good to
That's
know.
That's a funny yeah, good to know. Because my I was that was the other part of this that I thought. I was like, okay, would I take the fall for Susie? And I would. If we were like driving, so nice. I'd be like,
well, yeah.
Give me,
right. Swapsies.
I mean, yeah,
For real, this show is going to be
like pull out some hair and just leave it on the seat and be like, some curly one. Oh my God, look at this. Do you see how much hair just comes out of my head? I'm shedding like crazy.
Well, it's because of your reverse puberty.
I know. Ugh. Anyway, so Sarah and Samantha get your shit together.
Is there a picture of Sarah and Samantha?
Yep. They look exactly like you think they look, Susie.
Okay, let me see. Because I was originally picturing them like Sweet Valley High style.
That is what they look. Okay, Susie. I can't believe you said that because that's also what I pictured. Imagine Sweet Valley High if both of the characters got into meth.
Stop.
That is, I'm not fucking kidding when I say that is the exact, because didn't we love that show when they were twins? Like, I loved that show. Okay, I have to look. Twins, swap places.
I keep
places.
Trying to make this a, this I is, won't let me, it, the commands. Susie. Hold on. There, I get it. Oh my God. It
you
really is.
Nailed it. That Sweet Valley High meets meth.
Oh my God. It is.
Am I wrong?
Yes. No.
You got it.
Sweet Valley High on meth.
Yes. That's what we're going to call this episode. Sweet Valley High on meth. And that's funny because Sweet Valley High on meth, and it's like a play on the high.
Listen, I wish I could, but they will shadow ban us. Believe me, on TikTok,
will, huh?
I cannot say anything and it'll get zero views because it'll
you
be
you have
like,
to
we...
use those funky letters. You have to like use like the
it's
European
even if we say
Euro
it in
sign,
the,
like the
video, though, not just the caption.
God. Okay.
All their AI robots. But anyway,
I hate that
so
shit.
I pictured Sweet Valley
can't
High.
Can't pull
and
off a hand
saying,
on Kate Middleton, but you can somehow police my language. I don't understand.
I know. This is what I was saying to you about how are we behind? Are we ahead? I don't know.
I still don't know.
I don't know either, but it always ahead. Works we're, against we're us. Okay. So I thought Sweet Valley High, but then when you were saying about the incarceration.
Right.
I thought, oh, this is a different kind of twin. But
no,
it isn't.
No, they're both the same. They're not. They're the same. Sweet Valley High.
Does it say anything about their parents?
No, I wish. Of course, we would want to
too.
Dive deeper into that.
Yeah, because something went wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what went wrong, but something.
Okay,
there was this twins. Article in the New York Times last week about twins and how... If everything is pretty much the same, but one twin has a traumatic childhood experience mm-hmm. and the other one doesn't, their paths diverge in like they
wow.
As adults. And it's basically showing how impactful childhood trauma is on your trajectory.
Yes. There's something called the ACE test. Adverse childhood experiences, and it says it's I believe it's like 18 things long, and if you hit like 4 of these, then your likelihood to have a mental disorder or substance abuse is like 3 times. I'm making all these fucking numbers up. I should actually get the
but I get the gist, and I bet you
but
a lot of
like,
people are sitting there Googling right now as they listen to
yes.
this, like, see what they...
You should take the test. I think when I took it, I scored a 12, and it was basically like, you're fucked. Like, it was so bad. Like, it was like, if you
well,
had any
you
of
pat
these...
yourself on the back
oh,
then
all
about
the time.
How well you're doing? Okay.
Yeah, I think that for my whole family. I'm like, we're really crushing
it. You're beating
it
the odds.
We, like, beating the odds. Yeah.
Do you think
for
that's
real.
Because...
I mean,
of
I do have reverse puberty now, but, you know.
Yeah, apart from the reverse puberty, do you feel like it's
because
you
yeah, I think
have
it was
a high
because,
IQ?
Oh, and you know what else I really attributed it to recently? I was just talking to some friends about this. I am so grateful for the YMCA. And within the YMCA, they have this thing called the RAG program, where when you are a camper with the YMCA, a day camper, sleepaway camp, they have this like program. It's just like these different colored bandanas, and they each represent different goals. And every year or every, you know, when you go through this program, when you come back to camp, you have an opportunity to like set a goal for yourself, and each goal is themed. And, you know, I think the blue one is like bettering yourself, like taking care of yourself. And it's like what you do when you're 13 years old. I think it's like what you get when you're 13, you're able to get it. It's like saying like your goal is like, I'll do my homework and I'll make sure to like, you know, whatever it is, you like set little goals. But then as you move up and as the goals become more serious and more, the one that I just did, the one that was the most impactful was your goal of sacrifice of time, talent, and personal will, which means like through your life. Yes. Oh, it makes me want to cry talking about it.
Yeah,
that you will do something to like sacrifice your time, your talent, or your personal will. It's like, oh, it makes me emotional because it like, I needed that to like be a full-formed person. And like, I think about that so much that like my daily goals are so in line with what like, what these ones are of like, what can I do today to make things better for this planet, this world, or for somebody else? Or what can I do to, and it might mean sacrificing a little bit of myself in some way, sacrificing my time, sacrificing my talent, or sacrificing my personal will to help others. And like, that has been the thing that I think saved me. And I was just out to dinner with girlfriends on International Women's Day. We all went out and they were all people from camp. And we were like, I said, I don't know what I would do. Like, it set such a standard for what I expect from others too, because of like, you have to have something that is,
you can't be the center.
Guide. Yeah, you can't.
You cannot be the center of the purpose of the life.
Yeah, I did not mean for this to get so emotional. It just touched
my
heart.
No, I think that's such an important point, because even though I'm no longer religious, I credit my experience in the church and in my Christian education as providing that same foundation of, it decenters you.
Yes.
You're under the umbrella of a God, a higher being, something bigger.
Yes.
And that's, you know, what AA does and what lots of things do. Mm-hmm. So if you are given that gift of not being the most important thing in your own life, your life will be better if you absorb that. I think that's a great point.
It really, and I think that's what did it. That was what helped me so much, is that, and I think about it, I have them all hung up. I have them out like those rags, and they mean so much. And like, I got my latest one 2 years ago, last year. My friend Jessie,
that's
like
so nice,
tied it for me and was like a whole part of it. And it's great.
Yeah,
it's like,
those
we gotta
are important
do
rituals. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, my, yeah, that was my sacrifice of time, talent, personal will. And then it's like living in, oh, it was leading an honorable life. That was my purple goal. My last one. Oh, I'm going to cry. It's like, what could
that's
you
so
do
nice
to lead an honorable life?
Well, you certainly have.
I try.
You're not like fucking Sarah and Samantha over there.
Yeah, what the hell are they
Freaky
doing? I would
Friday
definitely be like, it was me. Lock me up. I'm so sorry.
Can you imagine killing Amish kids and being like, what? No, it was not.
Googling it. Googling, how do I get away with it?
I don't think they had the IQ advantage that you did.
No, they did not. Also drugs. So.
Also drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs, kids. Oh, man.
Good one.
And see, I told Susie before we started, I'm like, what am I talking about today?
We don't have anything.
I didn't even get to half of the stuff that I had to talk about.
I'm telling you,
here we are again.
We're really good at this.
We're so good. So good. Oh, man. Well,
despite the reviews.
What? The reviews are
10
out of 10.
Sarah hates when I make jokes like that.
I know, I do. I was like, what did I say? Here's why I hate it, because I don't read them. Like,
I
hear them secondhand. And I'm like, what do you mean? I thought they were so nice. I thought this 4.9. So,
Sarah,
here's what we learned. Trader Joe's is the fucking shit. Go out and get yourself those ice cream sandwiches, and then DM me a picture of you eating them and be like, oh, hell yeah, you were right. That would make my day.
Well, Sarah, the theme of your episode was not the crime, the cover-up. I mean, every single story. It's so weird how there's always like a theme.
Oh, my God. That was, huh?
I know. We had the
Sweet Valley
High Myth Twins.
Who knew? Trader Joe's and the Sweet Valley High Murder Twins.
The, what else? There was something else. What was it? I don't know, but there was like, oh, Kate Middleton.
Oh, Kate Middleton. That's right. Ditch your Dinchy.
Stop being idiots, man. They are. No. They need to be more online. They don't know what they're up against.
They really don't. They really don't.
Castle. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Please always support us through the use of our codes or just telling us sweet things. We love compliments.
We do love that.
That
love
never
so
hurt
much.
Nobody.
Never. And we need it.
I love you.
Sacrifice we'll your time, talent, and personal will. All right, bye.
Bye.